Live from Hollyweed.
It is the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Jess.
And that's Sasha.
And we are. We're live from Hollyweed. We are here, both in the same room, finally, for the first time in a while. But we're making it happen. Thank you, Adobe Radio, for having us on your radio live and letting us do this every single week. We very much appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. I'm just getting used to, you know, every single time we're somewhere, you know, it's like getting used to like a new car, you know?
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're in the driver's seat today.
Yeah, you at first were like, yeah, no, this is, I like this. And then you were like, no, I do not. I definitely do not. So it's fun. It's kind of my favorite thing, but it also like, when you're on the terrestrial radio and like something goes wrong, it's like the most nerve-wracking 30 seconds of your life. Like when I'm on here and another song plays, I'm like, oh my god, I ruined the whole show and everything's gonna fail and this is the worst show ever. But you did a great job. Thank you for being in the ship. I was in Palm Springs last weekend and it was a really nice trip. And now I'm back here in LA.
There was another DJ, was in the studio, like waiting to use it and scared the shit out of me.
At the end of the show, we were just kind of like wrapping up and we were talking and I was like, there's somebody behind you. Which was awesome. And you were like, what the fuck? Yeah, that was pretty great. But we actually were warned about that.
We were.
Fish told us about that. Shout out Fish. And we forgot.
Just of course. Just completely forgot.
Yeah, yeah.
Until there's somebody standing behind me and normally there's a studio that's
like,
empty.
Whoa. And I was just like coming down from like mushrooms and stuff, so it was quite the adrenaline shot for all of us. But yeah. Did you see that video? I think Nick Major posted about the homeless guy.
Oh yeah, the homeless dude coming in.
How, like, I saw your thing. You're like, that's where Darren, I don't know if it was you or Darren posted. Yeah, like, that's why you lock the doors. And I was I almost posted, but I didn't want to bust your balls. I was like, that's why he even locks us on the roof sometimes. That's how that's how safe we are. That's scary. Somebody just like walked into our Adobe Studios, like a transient. I reckon.
Yeah, it's you know, it's tough out there for everybody, but man, the doors, I guess the doors are open during the business hours. So yeah. Somebody just was bold. It was a bold move.
Yeah. And it's like kind of like an open space area. It's a really awesome studio, but it, like, yeah, that's very scary. I don't like that.
Who's going to like shoo them out? Like who? Like Tom,
I
Nick,
know, like the nice, Fish, all of the nicest everybody's people, like, the nicest like people. Everyone's like, oh, like, can you please
go? Leave?
This isn't your property. But yeah, so we're talking about weed because you know that's kind of our thing. we enjoy doing that. In our personal lives, I think we're just enjoying it this week. We haven't done any work, but. But what have we? Oh, we dabbed. We dabbed.
We dabbed.
I was like, we did something that I wanted to talk about on the show. I haven't dabbed in a long time. I don't know why. I just have, like, I haven't.
It's kind of how we go through phases.
Yeah, yeah. And
we're back to the dabbing and the Puffco.
I think we'll be on that. I think I'll be on that for, like, at least a week. And we dabbed Exotic Genetics.
Oh yeah,
with 777. It was a exotic genetics thing with 777.
Little collab.
Yeah, and it was really good.
It was strawberries and cream.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, it was delicious.
You are not.
It was really berries. It was berries and creamy.
Yeah, it was. It was
just
really creamy,
very terpy.
Yeah, really, really
delicious.
Nice. Yeah, really, 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 really nice. I was a fan. And we smoked some exotic genetics truffles. That joint that I was ready to like be like what, because like I the date it was like a little bit older. It was like it was like harvested in April, packaged in June or something, and that's not that old really, but
yeah.
It just you know, I was being a brat, and also it smelt a little It smelled a little like icky. Like it didn't smell.
When we pulled it out.
Yeah, just like smelling it. Like it was a pre-roll. So we were just like smelling it with our noses outside of the paper. And then like the dry. And then I was like, meh, meh, meh. And then TS tried it and like did a dry hit and was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
This is, yes.
And I was like,
I mean, it's truffle. They don't smell great, do they? But they taste delicious.
No, that's true. That's true. And it did. It had it like, and then we smoked it, and it was really, really good. It was nice.
It was complex.
Nice. Yeah.
I was surprised, but then I wasn't surprised.
It's exotic genetics. Excuse me. We just got high before the show. I've been like getting complete indicas lately. I can't like sativas have been actually affecting me and making me like anxious. So. All I have in my jar has been like pure indica. So
I can back that.
Yeah. I think it's a sativa kind of time in the world.
It's indica time.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, so truffles, I'm down. Well, it's like garlic to me. It's like that garlic weed. We were just talking about how I feel like we don't get garlic weed.
Garlics. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like. I love garlic, but I don't really like garlic.
I like garlic weed. We differ in that way. I'm actually into the garlic weed. So this was a little garlicky for me, but not too garlicky because you really liked it. It was kind of like creamy too, little spices.
Yeah, it was spicy.
Yeah, it was yummy. Shout out Exotic Genetics. We like you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I like that. You make good weed. I like that. So, we're going to start out with good news, and then it's going to get a little weird. But we did. But there's a couple things that we just want to touch on. And the first one was Maine.
Maine. Where is Maine? The Northeast.
Yes, I want to say yes.
On the border of Canada.
I want to say yes. Yes.
Well,
it's where Stephen King. Bases all of his books in Bangor, Maine.
So not only can you get some of the best lobster.
Maine, they have those weird like accents. They like talking like that. Like yeah. Like
Martha.
In every single Stephen King movie they're always like, ah, rah, rah, rah.
Oh yeah, Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, I do a really bad one, or like what do you call it? Misery. She definitely like has like kind of a like, oh, yeah. That's what he always writes. A-Y-U-A is how he writes it in his books. And I don't know what that is, but my husband can do a good one.
A-Y-U-A.
Yeah, like if you're like, that's kind of like word. That's kind of like being like word up. Like that's the main's, yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
So anyways,
okay.
Maine.
So that was
shout out Maine.
Yeah, I love Maine. I've been there.
Really?
I've
never been there. Alexa, shout out Alexa. She's been to Maine. She loves it.
Beautiful. Beautiful state. Well, it's even better now because
it's about to get even beautifuler.
After 4 years that Maine voted in recreational cannabis for adult use.
Yeah.
In October, they're planning on opening the first shops October of this year.
Wait, they legalized it 4 years ago.
Yes.
And they're finally doing it.
Finally getting around to it.
Why did it take so long?
They have some strict regulations. Also, the mayor, or not the mayor, the governor.
the mayor of Maine.
The governor of Maine, who was a Republican, was against the idea of legalization, even though it was voted in.
Well, I remember when our friend Alexa was moving, it was legal, and I feel like she was trying to go into it, but I don't know. I think it was just a weird, like everything was weird. So it was voted in.
It was voted in.
And then the governor was like, still no.
Paul LePage said he was a vocal opponent against cannabis, and so they didn't actually get it together until this year, and they were supposed to open their shops in April, but in these times of uncertainty, they didn't want to open their cannabis shops just yet.
I'm still like taken aback by the 4 years of it took us. One full year. So I mean, and that was like a long like we were like, what the fuck is going on? It's legal. Like why can't we be legal right now? So
but It says here in this article in Marijuana Moments that, okay, so they're getting their licensing together in September to plan on opening in October. Our plants have to be growing right now.
So they're giving like the licenses to begin harvesting in September.
Yeah, the licensing, you get your license in September.
So they're just like, you have a month turnaround to make weed happen.
And all the weed products.
That's, yeah, exactly. Like all the weed products.
Everything, yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem logical.
The first round of cannabis business licenses will be issued on September 8th, giving licensees about a month to begin harvesting, processing, and ensuring quality control for their marijuana products.
What the fuck? That doesn't seem like that's logical or good at all.
Your timeline's a little off. Somebody's got to have plants and everything. You got to have everything lined up if you're going to launch on.
Is it like you can only grow in Maine? Like, do you think they can like ship from like?
I don't think that. unless like it's
Canada, they can just like ask Canada for like a little bit of a reserve or
if
something.
If they're gonna do like that, the initial like. Where do these come from? Well, we're not going to ask where they came from. They just came. It's just here.
Yeah, it's just they're here. Not going to do that.
No, they're not. They're very strict. So,
damn.
You're probably not. You're probably looking closer to Christmas. New Englanders, Nor'easters.
Yeah. Wow. I'll say like.
Congratulations. Like,
you know, congratulations. I always do a clap. You know, when another state is recreational, especially when it gets close to the tri-state area. But I must imagine how frustrating the Manians. I think it's Manianites. I think that's what it is. Like, yeah, you're right. It's Manianites. Manianites must be very, very frustrated at how long they've had to wait, plus people who are growing and stuff like that. Like, all the people involved must be very frustrated with how things are going. So now they just have to wait even longer to get it. So this must be annoying.
It's incredibly frustrating if you're trying to run and start a business.
If you're trying to run and start a business, you must be like pulling your hair out because you're thinking, how am I going to get a fucking...
I've been building this warehouse for 4 years.
So do you think there are plans? Do you think there are rooms that have been taken down for this purpose, and they're going to have like on the low?
Well, okay. Well, they do have medical in place.
Okay.
So maybe there's going to be a little fucking
ooh, one in the old.
don't look over here. Don't look in this hand.
Yeah, your shiny object over here. What do you know? There's enough weed to sell for some reason, even though there's nothing prepared. So that might, because I'm like, where are you gonna get the weed that you're gonna sell in Christmas? But that'll makes sense.
Okay, guess how much your flower limits are.
Per
purchase. I guess a daily limit.
Half ounce.
2.5 ounces for recreational and 2.5 ounces for medical. And you can have, holy shit.
2.5 ounces?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. 2.5 ounces of flower for both medical and recreational. But, okay, get this. Possession limits for concentrates. Recreational, 5 grams. Still pretty high. But medical, 2.5 ounces of concentrates. For medical.
Okay, so they took 45 years to get this in place, but then they're like, you can have a small fucking dispensary on you. Like, 2 ounces.
2.5.
2.5 ounces. Insane. Is that not really high, or am I tripping? Like,
it's higher than most states for recreational. We're like 1 ounce. I think most are like around an ounce.
That's 2.5 times. Wow. Okay, well, I take it back then. it's worth the wait, Mainers, Manians, Mainonites. You, you hopefully will get some good weed, and you'll be able to have a lot of it on you. That's 5 grams is a lot. Wait, how many grams is it for us? It's been a long time since
It's like eight, maybe eight.
We're more of a concentrate kind of state. Well, hash and stuff too. So,
I mean, with medical, I think it's a half a pound. So
yeah, medical in California is like whatever you need, but like Maine, I guess like was probably more. That's crazy. That's okay. All right, that's pretty cool.
And Maine also has reciprocity. With
fuck yeah
for medical patients.
Oh, nice. So if you're a California resident, you can. If you're California medical, you can go over to Maine and be like, "What's up? I got a California license."
Certified out of state patients, providing they have a valid medical marijuana certification from their home jurisdiction.
Great. You know what I got to do? I got to get that. Isn't that crazy? I don't have a rec.
Yeah,
it's been a long time. I just got to do it online.
I've got mine.
I know you're still responsible. You don't have your state one though.
I don't because COVID shut everything down. That office was barely operating pre-COVID.
To begin with, yeah, when COVID happened, I'm sure. Yeah, so there. I don't know what I'm even saying. So yeah, good for you, Maine. I'm proud of you.
All right, good job,
Scott Maine. Walker, or whoever the fuck the governor is. That's enough now. You're.
They got replaced.
Yeah. Yeah, so stop it. Scott Walker's Wisconsin. Whatever it is, you should stop that now because you're gonna make a lot of money in your state. So
yeah, Janet Mills knows what's up. She's the new
great. She's got it going on.
Yeah,
good, Janet. I appreciate you, madam. I don't know what do you call politicians? Governor Janet.
Governor, not governess.
Not governess.
Governess is different.
No. So before we go to break, we'll do Big Mike. Okay, so we talked about this last week. I keep on saying Killer Mike. It was two very different people. Not really, though. So we talked about this last week. Big Mike's next marijuana millionaire. We're just going to play the trailer for you really quick and see what you think about it right now.
An industry icon, Big Mike is the billionaire CEO of Advanced Nutrients, the most profitable cannabis company in the world and privately held. Now Big Mike is out to find the industry's next major player.
Who wants to win?
We ready to win!
So he brought together 16 budding entrepreneurs from across the country to
budding entrepreneurs
to compete in extreme challenges and to discover who will become the next marijuana millionaire.
Okay. Oh my God. There's a lot going on in that trailer.
I didn't have any issues with, like, it's not like I didn't have any issues, but well, once we talked about it, we talked it through, I felt better about it. I wasn't a huge fan of having marijuana people who want to get started in marijuana like fight against each other. I'm just a big community type person with this whole industry. So at first I was kind of like, but I love Big Mike, all the respect in the world for Big Mike. I just don't like the idea of it being a reality show. It's kind of, and then you talked me into it and you made me feel a little bit better that it could be like, you know, this is the chance for somebody who wouldn't normally have a chance, which is what these game shows are, who wouldn't normally have a chance to do something like really great in cannabis and wouldn't be able to before. So, and it gives a good exposure and so on and so forth. So then I felt a little bit better about this. Okay, so after seeing this, I am kind of like swaying in the middle because they're doing like obstacles and shit.
Yeah, it's like
So describe what we saw.
It's like physical challenges.
Like Double Dare. You did say you saw you think it should be like Double Dare. You did say that. So you like this. You like this.
I think I might like it.
Okay, so describe the trailer.
Okay, so we from the trailer it looks like they're set up in some sort of all playing football gear, and there's Big Mike yelling at them.
You know, because that's very weed like.
Then there's a group of there's like two nuns, and I'm pretty sure they're from the Bay Area, and I can't remember their company, but they've been in the game for a long time. And then it looks like they're making people skydive.
So they're like, yeah. I don't like that.
I don't like that idea at all, but, you know, it might be fun to watch. Looks like, you know, Mike's there either encouraging or berating you.
Yeah, which he's going to be a great host. I love the idea of him being a host.
He's got a huge personality.
He's so charismatic. So I'm about that. I'm about that.
What else was on that? I didn't see any like gross food challenges. But
it wasn't like Fear Factor stuff. Yeah, or it could be like a weird Munchies thing. I don't know, like where they have like a weird Munchies challenge. But this is what you were hoping for that it would be like a Double Dare.
I kind of like watching people humiliate themselves on reality TV.
I fucking hate it. I do not like. Game shows like this. I didn't like the chat. I don't like the challenge. I don't like Real Road Rules. I don't like fucking Fear Factor. I think it's very silly. Unless it's American Ninja Warrior, I'll watch that shit. That shit's the shit. But I think it's very silly. I don't like people falling and maybe hurting themselves, and I don't want to do that myself either. Ever in my goddamn life. So I love doing shit. Like I love physical shit, and I love being like a little monkey everywhere. Like I would like a real, like I like stuff like that I do like, but watching people do it, it makes me uncomfortable because I don't want them to hurt themselves. If they have fun and stuff like that, then that's great, but like I'm not like, I didn't like Survivor. That was not my thing. You know what I mean? Like those types of competition reality game shows. I don't like, so that's just my personal taste.
In all of the new reality shows, it's like a mix-up. It's a mashup of every single reality TV show you've ever seen.
And I hope there's stuff like weed kind of related, don't you?
I hope so.
They didn't show anything.
It's on, like some kind of bong Olympics, like would be.
Or, you know, like can you taste, like are you a connoisseur in weed? Yeah, can you spot the strain or something? Like I don't know, something like, or and your story. Like I want to hear these people's story. I know they'll say that stuff, like their stories and why they deserve to win and stuff like that. It's like, but it's like if you watch like Top Chef, like they're not like running through, you know, mud pits to get their ingredients. They're fucking going to Whole Foods and
how much cooler would it be if these chefs had to run through swampy pit with frogs and gators in it, and then they had to like cook up some frog legs or something.
I hate that idea. But you're better at just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's not good. This is just my personal opinion. But it really is. No, I'll bet you, if you're listening and you're listening to the show right now, comment, follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed and Cool Nerd Weed Show. I'll bet everybody agrees with you. Nobody agrees with me. Nobody's going to agree with me right now. I am in the minority on this.
What if I've got my $1 million idea?
Okay, which you do.
I do. It's all up here. But
he's pointing to his heart.
Now, I've pitched my idea to Big Mike, and and then I don't want to jump out of a helicopter.
No, I don't want you to.
But I have to try to win this $1 million, even though I've got the $1 million idea. I know it in my heart and in my mind, but now I've got to eat some goat testicles to try to.
So you're about that. You think that makes for, it's not just going to be like Shark Tank for weed. It's because you can't really do that. That gets redundant. Yeah. You have to keep it lively, and to keep it lively, you mix it up by doing eating goat testicles. And I support it. I think I
don't know if
while
it's
going to
be
saying,
that extreme.
No, I don't think it is. And plus, like, it looks, people, they look like they're having fun. You know what I mean? It looks like Double Dare, like silly, like silly things. I'm just being a, I just am telling you my personal opinion about those shows, but you're totally right. It makes for, it, it's going to make it way more interesting or way more fat and way more entertaining, not interesting, way more entertaining.
Than just regular old Shark Tank.
Right. Which is, it could get extremely, in the weed industry, how many new, you know, but like you said too, maybe there'll be some really cool inventions. Like maybe they'll, like, I hope, again, I just hope there's a little bit of weed-related activity in these shows. Like, I hope that there's, like, some cool weed innovative machinery, like the Puffco type shit. Like, maybe people have different ways to smoke or something. You know, I hope we see some, like, innovation up in here.
Yeah, I want to see. I want, what's, who's got the new fresh idea?
Yeah.
I've got this idea. It's a vape.
Yeah, exactly. It's
seven,
like
710 thread.
You've heard of it? Yeah, 710. It's like a it's like five whatever, but even more difficult. Yeah. Well, okay. I'm not being I'm still really it actually made me feel like kind of excited about the show cuz it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. But I just don't like you said, you like watching people humiliate themselves. I get uncomfortable. I do reality. I love reality shows. I love like the Real Housewives and shit. But competition shows where people can hurt themselves, it makes me feel bad for them. And then I don't like people losing. Then I feel bad for them.
It's entertaining, but
I'm excited with this because it's good. Like, it's a weed thing, and I think it's going to be like good exposure. And I like that it's silly, so I'm definitely excited about it. I was just, you know,
I think one of the previews I actually saw it with the founder of Vet CBD.
Oh shit, that's awesome! Yeah, so we're bound to see people we know on this show, and that that actually really excites me because all those people deserve a little bit like extra attention, and like all the contestants I know are going to be people who are going to deserve it. They're not going to be chads. Because they're going to be jumping off of like airplanes into like pits of goat testicles. That's how you know that they're not going to be chads. They're going to be like real weed people. So I'm excited about that. That's good. We're going to take a quick break while we're in a good mood. And then, you know, we'll probably bum you out. But before we do that, we're going to play the song you sent me. And we'll be right back.
Spent 15 years getting loaded, 15 years until his liver exploded. Now what's Bob gonna do now that he can't drink? The doctor said, what you've been thinking about? Bob said, well, that's the point. I wanna think about nothing that I've got to do. Something else. Past the time he had someone shave his head, he got a new identity. 62 whole air cushion boots and a girl who rides a scooter to take him out of town. They would get away. Running around as the trucks drive by, you could hear the motherfuckers play. Couple of lines, an extra thermos of Joe. He'll be kicking in heads at the punk rock show. Cause Bob's the kind of guy who knows just what. Bob's the kind of guy who knows just what to do. When the doctor tells him to quit your drinking, now's the time. Will he ever walk the line? To all my friends, I feel just fine. Will he ever walk the line? 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 Will he ever walk the line?
It's kind of hard to wear high heels or slip on banana peels. How does she get in and out of tubs? I hope she don't get mad. I hope she thinks this song is good, not bad. 'Cause we think that she's totally rad, she's nuts. No fingers, no toes, she doesn't own elbows. No front teeth, no knobby knees, too nuts. She don't need knuckles or hands to go see punk rock fans. She's always in the stands, she's nuts. She can't pick up a phone, she can't get dressed alone. She's got no funny bones, she's nuts. No shoes for feet, but we sure do think she's neat. She's nuts, she's nuts, she's nuts.
And we're back. It is the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Tess.
And that's Sasha.
And we are live. Thank you, IW Radio, for doing this, for keeping us live all the time. We have fun stuff coming up that we are probably going to be ready to show you this week. We're really excited about that. We know Adobe's got our backs, and the nerds are trying to keep busy during these uncertain times. We're doing our best. They are certainly uncertain, and there's a lot of shit going on that isn't so chill. That's what we were saying all weekend. And there's a lot of not so chill stuff going on.
Yeah, true.
But there's also a lot of hope in the world, and we want to start the show off with some good news. But we're gonna work through this story. I think it's important to talk about for a lot of reasons. So can you resend me the article? I got out of it.
Yeah.
Weed, cannabis, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Everybody, did you hear that? Fans of the fucking Cool Nerd Weed Show know that we
Ziggy says.
Oh, Ziggy knows what the fuck is up. Did you hear they're rebooting Quantum Leap?
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
With the original cast, which was my number one favorite show.
Oh my god!
Time. I know. Very excited. Very, very excited. So anyway.
That's the nerd part.
Yeah, that's the nerd part of the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Here is the weed part of the Cool Nerd Weed Show. All right, so cannabis obviously is more recreational now. When weed, before regulation, I guess I should say, the commercial, the Nancy Reagan era, the No Hope and Dope era, the DARE program, the whole thing was, if you smoke weed, you'll probably murder someone.
Yeah, the whole like scared straight.
Remember the commercial where they're driving and they're like, hell yeah. And then they like they're doing that and they're like doing that through and they and then they hit a person like that, like, and then it's like, oh, smoking weed, you'll kill a fucking grandmother, you know, like, so that's
very
always
sensational.
Been and I would like to say that before we talk about this story, just that. We are not encouraging you to get behind the wheel under the influence of cannabis. Know your body. I do often get behind the wheel under the influence of cannabis. That is considered a DUI. So don't do it. I want to say don't do it if you can handle it, but sometimes you don't know what you can handle. It is just like any sort of supplement that impairs your reflexes and your memory. I was just talking to a friend of mine, Alexa, who you know and love. She got rear-ended by somebody who was smoking a blunt and zoned out. It is totally possible that it will impair your reflexes because that's what cannabis does. I am just saying, every time you smoke weed, somebody will not die. I just want to... It's not like
we're clarifying all of those PSAs from the 80s and 90s.
That's all so that's what I just wanted to say. So this story in Lancaster is kind of crazy. So you kind of could
it's kind of brutal. This 21-year-old man from Lancaster was convicted this week of DUI. They're calling it murder.
Yes.
Well, he killed three people in a car crash. And they had witnesses and they had him on camera previously. The photos just looked like, I don't know, just a group of people. And it says they were smoking. Yeah. So
about 35 to 40 minutes before the crash.
Yeah. So, what was his name?
Something Murphy.
Davion Murphy, 21 years old, gets behind the wheel and decides to drive 80, 85 miles an hour in a 40. And Lancaster is kind of, I don't know. It's what would you say? Like kind of, it's desert. It's like high desert.
Yeah, I would say high desert. Yeah.
High desert.
Yeah, for sure.
So he's flying.
So 40, when it says 40, like it's 40, it's 40. You know, you can go 80, you can go 80 at certain
like
parts
on the
210.
On the freeways.
Yeah,
there,
not when it says 40, there's a fucking reason.
So he runs a red light and he T-bones his car and he kills three people. It's rough somebody, they lost like three generations of family in the car that day. So he somehow is, then it's not clear how they determined that he was under the influence.
Right.
So either he had, I'm speculating right here with how they could
allegedly
have, how they could have, mm-hmm. Either he had some marijuana on him, mm-hmm. maybe a leftover blunt, roach.
Smelled like it.
And then
maybe there's a bit of profiling.
That's possible too.
Suggesting this. I am not disrespecting the deaths. I am just being just how I am on this show.
And they could have said, this is going to be a common question. Now, if you get into any accidents, have you been drinking? Have you been smoking any marijuana? If you are in a wreck like this.
What are you supposed to say?
Oh man, this is a rough one because there's okay.
Drinking, they can tell. They're just going to take a breathalyzer.
They're going to take a breathalyzer.
And I think while you mull that over, what you think you're supposed to say, I just want to say that it the litmus test, quote unquote, that to use to know how somebody, how high you need to be to go 88 in a 40. I don't know what that is. I have never been so high that I just thought, let me race the car my way down. That's just me personally. That weed doesn't affect me in that way. Maybe it makes people fucking speed demons like alcohol does sometimes. Yeah, that's just not how it affects me. I want to know what the barometer it will be to know how can you test that was the reason, because that they're attributing the crash to his marijuana smoke, so, or to being a DUI, DUI. So like when you do a breathalyzer, you got your number, you know what the legal limit is, you're over, you're under. What besides the witnesses seeing him smoke, so what? You know what I mean?
Well, there's no parameters.
If a witness saw me take a Xanax, would I get a I would probably get a DUI, but would I? You know what I mean? So I wonder what the parameter, what determined that it was that. So, okay. So that I just wanted to ruminate. So, that's like our word of the day. We need to like shut off the lights. So what if you were asked, what would you say?
It would be in my best interest at that time to not say anything.
You would say you have the right to remain silent. I have the right unless to remain silent. Unless you have silent. A warrant.
I would like, before any questions, I would like my attorney present. That's the best thing to do if you are in that situation or any real situation where it might come back to bite you in the ass later.
That's scary.
It is scary. The same time, you think you just killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would react. I mean, self-preservation says don't say a word and get a good lawyer, but you were also going 85 miles an hour.
Reckless driving. You're driving like a fucking asshat. Who happened to be smoking weed 45 minutes
had
ago?
Had you been going the speed limit, been smoking and going the speed limit, you would have easily stopped.
You would have been fine. Yeah, yeah. Like, you would have stopped and nobody would have been killed. So I don't know that that's more reckless driving than is merit. But if you can tack a DUI on there, you know, it's lifetime probation. So this kid can never probably, I guess he could recreationally smoke weed because it's legal. But now you've killed three people. So while we do not ever encourage driving under any influence, I just would like to know what the parameters are for influence other than witnesses.
Yeah, I can't find any. There's no information about any parameters or why or how. The story is pretty much sensationalizing that
that it was weed.
Dude was smoking. So that troubles people.
Me. Troubles me quite a bit, because that's a DUI, and that's something that you, like you said, if you're stopped, and especially if you're in a wreck, they're gonna ask you that. They're gonna ask you that. I'm trying to think. I might have been the CHP officer might have asked me when I got into my wreck. I can't remember, but like that's gonna be a question. So use your discretion, know you have rights, and know your body, and don't drive like a fucking idiot. So we want to talk about that. And then we just have a few minutes we can talk about it a little bit when we come back too. Okay. But we have a few minutes to talk about, and our respect goes out to all the people who passed. Just fucking don't be stupid. Please don't be stupid, people. Don't drive 88 in a 40. You fucking idiot. He looks very remorseful, though,
he does.
He feels very badly, and I feel very badly for everybody involved.
And he's gonna do at least 15 years.
Yep, at least, which is like you said, normal for a DUI manslaughter.
Yeah,
Dewey man. Another some more good news. Trump voices concern that putting marijuana on the ballot makes Republicans lose. So this is the opposite of my theory, of my Trump is going to legalize weed theory that I've been touting for the last 4 years.
Well, your theory was, it had some support, but you can't, this Trump is all over the fucking place.
He is.
There's no telling which way this guy's going to turn.
At the
drop of a tweet, or, you know, maybe his hair blows the wrong way one day and puts his finger on the button.
So he's on one hand saying that, like, Republicans shouldn't place ballots for marijuana legalization initiatives. What the fuck was that? Did I just have a stroke?
It's possible.
Holy shit.
Okay. So Donald Trump is urging Republicans not to place marijuana legalization initiatives on state ballots out of concern that it will increase Democratic turnout in the elections. So, it happened in Wisconsin.
So they took it off. They were going to have it, and then they said no.
It already happened.
Oh.
It already happened, and that's why there's in Wisconsin.
What happened, what he was worried about.
The Republican incumbent.
Okay, gotcha.
Booted out because all these liberal Democratic stoners came out to vote for pro marijuana.
Yeah, you stoner liberals.
And says, next time you run, please don't put marijuana on the ballot at the same time you're running. You brought in like a million people that nobody ever knew were coming out. That's a direct quote from Donald Trump.
You fucking moron.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love it. I love it because our feelings on Trump. We are not usually very political until we are. But sometimes he says some shit that I'm just like, of course he would say that shit.
Where did this even come from?
You're so dumb. You are so dumb. Where did that even come from? You brought like a... Guys, what are you doing? Getting all those stoner hippies out there. That's like a million people who came out that were in support.
We didn't even know. We didn't even know about.
Where did they come from?
Trump's got to be fucking shaking about the swing state of Arizona. Because Arizona has legalization measures on the ballot for this coming election. Which, you know, if all those million extra... stoners come out that nobody knew about and start voting.
They just crawl out of their like troll holes and when like a bunch of reggae starts playing and smoke comes bellowing out of the hills.
Get out of their car. It's like Cheech and Chong.
And I got a DeVito, baby. All like all just marching to the polling stations. Yeah, incense peppermint. White Rabbit just starts playing at the polling stations and. Everybody turns into rainbows. Yeah, that's what the fuck is going to happen. So you best be worried.
In Arizona. Yeah. That's crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. Every day is
a new adventure with this young lad as our president.
Donald Trump has given us so much content to work with.
Yes, it's been... yeah, thank you. No, not thank you. It's not worth it. We wish you weren't here. I still think he's going to do it.
In his second term.
Maybe in his third. Maybe even in his fourth. 25 years down the line when Trump is on the dollar, when we're using Trump coin. am I scaring you?
Yeah, yes, you are.
Diaz can't even look at me in the...
I was like trying to find something good to look at. Something.
You're like dolphins, flowers, lollipops.
Trump 2028. You're like, oh my God. You look. My mind is blown out. Right,
Trump
now.
Coin, right?
Yeah,
that's
the Trump
a good
coin.
One.
Oh.
That was a good one. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Not just the pain in my back that left in my face.
we're back.
And we're back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That is you.
And that's off.
Stopping. And I'm stopping. Yes, yeah, you didn't do it at the beginning. Do it. Well, do it. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Thank you, Adobe, for having us and letting us be just silly idiots. Pretty much a lot of times you are invited to our session, just our me and TS session. This is just what we do. We hang out and we laugh about dumb shit and we smoke weed and we work with it and we love it and we just like to talk about it. So thank you for doing that with us. And and then before we left, I scared TS with the Trump 2050.
It's just horrible to even think about.
I know. Listen.
It's gonna be odd.
No, yes. No.
You need a Zantac.
Yeah, no, don't take a Zantac because you cancer, you'll die. But I, you know, it's interesting because it's just a very weird space. I like somebody asked me how, you know, it was going out here with the industry, and it obviously it's we do a show about it. We've been doing a show about it for about almost three full years right now, and you've worked in it for 60, and you know I worked in it for 20, and only some of those numbers are inflated, and we have enough content and passion to keep doing it. We're going to have more guests too. Shout out. If you're listening, Alice Moon, I swear to God, I'm going to email you. I keep meaning to email. I'm saying it out loud. Alice, go follow her on Instagram. She's a wonderful cannabis entrepreneur, and she has a bunch of peeps you should check out. And we're going to have some guests on soon. So definitely stay tuned for all of that. There is nothing... Like, it's still a very budding time for weed. So as much as it's crazy, it's still very, very, it's exciting. There's no better time to be alive.
Yeah, for sure. It's constantly evolving, constant evolution.
And once progress. Once weed is really, really, really looked at and figured out, like, there's no turning back.
Let's get some science behind it.
But not like crappy science.
No.
Not like regulated science. Stupid science. Like good science.
With beautiful intentions for the plant.
Yes, with respect for the plants and the medicine and all that good stuff. And I think more stories should be told, you know. People should know other people's passion. I don't think empty, you know. I think I'm over the Dan Bilzerian phase of weed in my life, and I want some passionate, true lovers of the plant.
Some authenticity.
Yeah, yeah. I want some real Z's talk. I want it to be, and I think it's getting there because I mean, Katie said this from the Mowgli's in one of our interview that you can check out on any streaming platform. And she said that just people are not going to be down for bullshit anymore because of all this, because of COVID and Trump and fucking everything. And like, I feel that way in the cannabis industry. Like, I don't have time for bullshit at this point. Like I'm done.
All the fluff.
Like, we were done before, but I think now quality is going to matter. I think price is going to matter. I think it's going to, I'm hoping that there's still some hope for the old.
Quality over everything else.
Yeah.
710 Labs. Thank you.
710 Labs. You sound like the gold member from when he like quotes a song and then he's
OGs.
Like,
yeah. Make better OGs.
Yeah. 710 Labs.
710 Labs.
And they do. And I'm so proud to be in it and to be involved and to be your co-host, TS. follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed, and follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. And a couple people were asking us how to listen to us. Like, your number one source is Adobe Radio, and you can also check out tons of other shit on Adobe Radio that's bomb as hell. So always just Cool Nerd Weed Show Adobe if you want to just search that. You can enable it on Alexa if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. Alexa, enable Adobe Radio.
And then it's enabled, and then you can just listen to the Cool Nerd Weed Show that way.
Alexa.
Stop listening. But yes, there's...
She's talking back to
me. Oh, dear God. No, but we may never come back because we just told Alexa to do that. But I promise that won't happen to you if you try to listen to us. And there's many... There are like a lot of ways. So, like... It's easy to find us. It's just not like a regular old radio dial. That's the only difference.
That's the only thing.
But you can find us.
I mean, all the new cars are loaded with everything. Yes. We're on all the platforms.
We're on iHeart.
All of them.
We're on Pandora. We're on anywhere you can
Spotify.
Find a podcast. Spotify. So, and there's a lot of cool content out there. So it's nice.
We're actually on some podcast platforms I've never heard of.
Me too.
I'm super stoked, so thank you.
Yeah, so thank you for finding us, and thank you for listening. And
don't panic.
It's organic.